Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
U.S. Special Forces rushed to evacuate American embassy staff from Sudan's capital. The Pentagon says the operation was fast and clean. Service members spent less than an hour on the ground. The evacuation comes amid a week of bloody battles between Sudan's army and a paramilitary group.
Yeah, you basically have these two competing factions who were supposed to, you know, reform Sudan and restore democracy and do all the good stuff. And as happens when the military folks take over and there's a power vacuum, is they don't each think the other one ought to be in charge, right? They each think they each ought to be in charge. And so we're dealing with trying to get our folks out, which we did, and trying to get the rest of American citizens who are there out. David Martin for CBS had a pretty good report on the operation because, you know, Khartoum is like well within, you know, it's a couple hundred miles in from anything. It's, you know, I think it's about a 5 hours from the Red Sea by land, a couple hundred miles that way, a couple hundred miles east to Eritrea, southeast to Ethiopia. And so there's no good way to get in and out to get these folks out of the embassy. But what did we do? Well, we sent in, you know, Chinooks and some overwatch.
Distance was the primary challenge here. 800 miles, helicopters just can't go that far. So you had to set up this forward staging base in Ethiopia where they could top off before the aircraft went into the embassy in Khartoum. The other thing was the uncertainty of whether or not they were going to be shot at. Mm-hmm. Both generals of these two warring sides had been warned in no uncertain terms, do not interfere. But you couldn't count at that because we've seen all these ceasefires break down.
Right. You don't know that for sure. And we have all seen other incidents where things don't go so smoothly, right?
So the aircraft went in at night, low level, and they had 100 special operations commandos on board. Those commandos set up a perimeter around this landing zone that was just outside the embassy and guarded that perimeter while the diplomats boarded the helicopters. Overhead, there were two C-130 aircraft, one of which was for communications. The other was a gunship ready to take anybody who tried to approach the embassy under fire.
Yeah, it's very interesting to think about that because, right, Hurlburt Field is the place where, and I don't know if it's all of the Spookies, the C-130 variant, the AC-130 that that's the guns out the side, okay, that flies around at a, you know, safe distance and destroys everything on the ground. You might remember there was a movie, was it White House? I forget. It was one of those movies where, you know, they had commandeered it and used it to attack the White House. That's a very, very capable platform. And like I said, I know at least some of them stage out of Hurlburt. I don't know if all of them do. So I don't know if that particular one is from here. But if they had a C-130 doing, you know, surveillance intelligence overhead and then also a one of the Spookies overhead, that's a good deterrent. You know, that is a really, really good support craft for anything going on the ground. But still, you know, you know, you're taking Chinooks. I mean, a platform that was built in 1962, for goodness sakes. It's a kind of a reminder of the value of these long enduring platforms like the, you know, the A-10 and the, you know, the B-52 and these things that have been around for forever. And we kind of lament how old they are. Yeah, but they still work really, really well. Anyway, so the Chinook is a real workhorse and they, you know, it might have been a short operation on the ground, but that doesn't mean that the overall operation was short.
They were on the ground for a little more than half an hour.
Wow.
No shots were fired, and then they were back on their way. Somebody called it a pretty easy in and out, but it was a long and grueling night. I mean, from start to finish, it was 17 hours.
Yeah, that's a long time. And by the way, I did a quick look, and just my quick information indicates that the AC-130s, that, you know, the gunships, the Spookies, are based at, some of them are based at Hurlburt, some are based at Cannon Air Force Base in New Mexico. The U's are here and the W's are there. Any case, back to the, you know, what was going on in Sudan and what's going to happen now to the people who are there, the rest of the civilians. Well, when things collapse that quickly, it's not easy to get everybody out. So there still are several, I think the number's thousands of, like a couple thousand, 2,000 or 3,000 American civilians left there in Sudan trying to get out that weren't at the embassy.
The State Department and the Pentagon say they'll do what they can to help Americans get out. What does that mean?
Well, it certainly doesn't mean going in and seizing the airport and doing the normal kind of evacuation aboard airliners out of there. What it means is conducting reconnaissance along this land route that goes from Khartoum all the way over to Port Sudan on the Red Sea, which is a 12-hour drive under the best conditions. So they can conduct reconnaissance over that, and then they can have U.S. Navy ships waiting to take in any Americans who make that drive. But that, again, will be at a minimum a long and grueling drive. And, you know, the conditions are just chaotic.
Yeah, trying to do what? Like caravan patrol from the air or overwatch? I mean, it's just... And then do you turn that into a target because that's what you're doing with so many people on the ground at one time, trying to give them that protection? Time will tell what we're really going to do to get all these folks out. 716 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And not showing any slowdowns right now. There's two accidents to watch out for. Neither are roadblocks right now, but do watch for emergency crews on scene. One in Cantonment at Jack's Branch and Lavonda Lane, and the other in Milton at Hamilton Bridge Road and Windham Road. But again, not showing any other slowdowns. And certainly, if you see anything or you have a traffic tip, you can text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you're thinking about getting that next vehicle, I recommend Frontier Motors. And one of the reasons is because they always give you, when they give you the price sheet on the car, they give you a Carfax. Now, that alone is not the main thing I was going to explain, but I mean, that's true. They do give you a Carfax, and that's not everything you maybe want to know about a car. I still recommend you get a used vehicle inspection, because I almost bought a car that didn't have airbags and then did a used vehicle inspection. I'm like, oh, okay. So, you know, that can really help. That's something to be aware of, that the Carfax will not necessarily tell you everything, but it's a good starting point. So if you're going to buy a car off of, you know, an individual or off a corner lot somewhere, not from Frontier, call them and they'll run you a Carfax for free. Just give them the VIN, no problem. They'll run it for free. And you say, why would they help me buy a car from somebody else? Because they can. Just so they can be a resource. They can help people in general have better information about making their car purchases. That's it. You say, really? You say, yeah. I mean, even if you're never going to buy anything from them, they'll do that for you. Why? Because when I say that Frontier has been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the big buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Are you facing a trial right now in your life? Let me urge you to read James chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. In that passage, you'll read four essential things that will help anyone facing a trial. And they all start with the letter G. First, you'll see God's goal in allowing the trial in your life. Second, you'll find the thing that God wants you to get or be in pursuit of that will help you through the trial. Thirdly, you'll find grace to handle the trial. And fourthly, you'll read about a heavenly gift that is described in verse number 12. I don't know the details of your specific trial, but I do know that God wants to comfort you. And the way he does that is primarily through his word. So read James chapter 1 and reflect on the goodness of God. You'll be glad that you did.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The Pete Moore Imports lineup of Volkswagen crossovers and SUVs will fit your lifestyle and your particular budget, whether a Taos, Tiguan, or Atlas. Pete Moore offers you smart choices, starting with the 2023 VW Taos. This sporty crossover is a joy to drive and is packed with technology. Right now, a 2023 Taos SE is discounted to start from $31,439. The 2023 Tiguan SE comes with third row seating, modern looks, and cargo capacity to hold plenty. It's discounted to start from $32,899. And for the ultimate comfort and more than enough room for your family, friends, and furry companions, the VW Atlas is built for adventure. The 23 Atlas SE with technology, now from $41,599. Pete Moore Imports has the selection and prices you've been searching for. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details. Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. Talk about healthy child development. Connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, preventchildabusefl.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Get your finances in order and become financially free with Dave Ramsey. Weekdays 1 to 4 after Brian Kilmeade on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I think it is time we demonstrated the full power of this station.
Tina says, don't talk to me like I am deaf and dumb. We've broken down and broken up so much that I am numb. Talk about, don't shout about the people we've become. There's a little girl who's crying over here. Michael says, don't shout at me like I was born a fool.
Good morning, 722, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you had a good weekend. I was out at Shred-a-thon on Saturday. Man, I had never been to Shred-a-thon. This is huge. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Did you get there in time to get a spot?
To get in? No. In fact,
it's
funny
awesome.
Because Tammy Ward, of course, with the Better Business Bureau, a good friend, and she sometimes does the rap and other things. And I had taken, she said, If you come after 7, you need to go in the back gate. And I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. And you know, I was supposed to be there at 8. And so I'm going across, you know, Pine Forest, going south on Pine Forest, and I start to see traffic. And I'm like, oh, this is cool. I can, you know, turn left and go down Mobile Highway and go in the back gate. Oh, no. By that time, you know, it was too late. All the traffic was going out the back gate. So, and then as I'm driving down Mobile Highway south away, or southeast, I guess, away from the fairgrounds, oh, my God, the traffic. There was northbound traffic on Mobile Highway backed up to the Whataburger.
Oh, yeah.
Almost to Brent Lane. And I'm like, sure. What is happening?
It takes forever. I did it to bring my in-laws mm-hmm. stuff a year ago. And it was like, oh, so this is what it feels like on the other side. Yeah.
Well, to me, my thought was like, I mean, y'all are adults. Don't you have shredders? Like, we have a shredder. Like, that's what, you know, you do. We have a shred your stuff, but I guess not everybody does, or they, you know, they know the event's there and it's an easy way to do it every year, but the time to wait in the line, I'm not, you know, just, I don't know the trade-off there, but it's a great service, obviously, because people love it.
You're so, like Judge Smales on Caddyshack. Yeah, don't you have jobs?
Don't you have jobs? Yeah. So so I actually went, I knew I couldn't go back in the northbound lane to get there,
right.
So I go to Softly Field Road over to, I forget what the northbound, I just can't think of it offhand. Anyway.
You drove through the fairgrounds, though, the other way.
And then I went across Godwin Lane, and I came in the, you know, the
back
semi-open
lane.
Gate, mm-hmm. like, because there was a flea market going on at the same time. There was a flea market in the main building.
Oh, I love it.
And so I thought, because I knew Danny was going to go to the flea market, and I'm like, okay, we'll figure this out. So I drove through the fairgrounds. Have you ever driven through the fairgrounds
where
there's nothing there? That feels
it's
super
weird.
Wrong.
It
you
does,
feel
doesn't it?
Super like this is violating all the norms and standards of everything. And came in through that way and then, you know.
I got to help set up the drive-in that they did during COVID.
Oh,
you know, but
and
not very much, but it felt wrong.
It felt
feels
wrong.
Weird.
Yeah. So we were out there with, you know, Gracie was out there and Brandt from Cat Country and Jordan was out there. And, ran into Kelsey Coffey from Channel 3.
Love
She's
her.
So adorable.
Yeah.
She's the best.
Of
so,
all,
yeah.
All of these people.
No, they are. And Al Shower. So, anyway, had a very profitable time of moving boxes around, you know? Moving boxes and shredding the things. So, 724 here on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's got our headlines. David?
Jury selection beginning today in the trial for the man accused of killing 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue back in 2018. Prosecutors say Robert Bowers was armed with an assault rifle when he carried out the attack at the Tree of Life in October of that year. Senate Intelligence Committee member Mark Warner confirming that all U.S. embassy staffers have been safely evacuated from Sudan. He was on ABC's This Week. He praised U.S. military and intelligence for getting embassy personnel and their families out of the war-torn country. President Biden calling for an immediate ceasefire there. And, well, this one, I don't know how many Kyles we have out there, but the town of Kyle, Texas, is hoping to get them all to travel there. They want to set the Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of Kyles.
Kyle Fest 2023.
Kyle Fest 2023. It's scheduled for Sunday, May 21st, for all the interested Kyles out there.
All right. Very good. Yeah. There's one of these things that they do. I want to say it's in, like, South Dakota or something, where they all the people
Bob
of
Fest?
The name gather, and mm-hmm. they have a, like, a pugil stick war, and then the last one standing wins the thing. I can't remember. It's Justin, maybe, is what I want to say. Is it ringing any bells with anybody? Okay.
No, it does, but I don't remember
I
the
can't
name.
Remember
but it
either,
is. It's
but...
like a Justin or a Bob.
Seems like it would be much easier if you picked a more common name. I mean, I don't know. Is Kyle that common of a name?
Common enough. Well, you don't want Bob. You got 3 million people show up.
That's
you,
what I'm
you
saying.
Know, you want
dude.
Something relatively
See, nobody
rare.
Would ever break your record.
You can't have David Fest, you know?
No, you can, and we can in this building, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, all right. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Come on, dude. Can't you imagine Wayne hoxing?
Oh, that'd be fun.
Two enter, one leave.
And one of them has wrestling experience.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Do
tell
that
about,
for
tell
me.
About the traffic, Candy. I got paid the best compliment over the weekend. Somebody was talking to our good friend Brent Lane and said that they love the show and they love how Candy brings out my sense of humor. Other people notice that Candy brings out my sense of humor and aren't sure if that's the best.
Yeah,
either way, it's true. Go ahead,
I
Candy.
Love the text. I'm going to get my head out of my butt. I put that in quotes. 98, see if you can guess where it's backed up. Ding, ding, ding. Windhaven Beach. Once again, it doesn't look like an accident, but this is eastbound. And again, about the same spot near Aegean Breeze. And it is backed up, though not as far, not to the Navarre Causeway or anything like that. Just maybe half of what it usually is. It's stop and go, and that's Highway 98. And then in Gulf Breeze, as you're making your way, this is westbound, slow as you're getting on the bridge. And then, of course, around Gulf Breeze High School. And somebody had called, and someone got pulled over in that area, and so it's backing things up just a little bit more than it usually does. Use caution there, wherever you are, 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So, I don't know if you saw this. We watch Netflix, and, you know, who doesn't? But Netflix is coming out with a Cleopatra movie.
Yeah, in May.
Yeah, and the star of the movie, the one who plays Cleopatra, is black. And apparently this is a big source of controversy. Because how dare they? Because Cleopatra was more light-skinned, you know, because either Egyptian or Greek or, I mean, like, literally the people in Egypt are angry, you know, and they're talking about banning Netflix there and, you know, boycotting and just, good Lord. I mean, just, what is, actors and actresses can play roles. As far as I can tell, I'm pretty sure that, like, Alexander Hamilton was not black. I mean, I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But, you know.
Yeah.
But is it still okay to have a black Hamilton?
Oh, you're talking about the play, Hamilton,
yeah, like,
right?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Oh, I mean, is he black? I've never seen it. Like, I know nothing about it except that.
Like, it's
Lin-Manuel,
fine.
Right.
Okay. Who cares? Who gets worked up about this? Oh, my. Well, she wasn't that skin color. Only people of that exact skin tone, even if it's true. Even if it's true, only people of that exact skin tone can play that historical character.
Also, this was like how many years ago? Certainly,
oh,
they don't
photograph.
Yes,
but still, like, you know, you have a lot of movies where you have white people playing probably not white roles. You know, many biblical movies and things like that. Just okay, so a black guy plays Jesus, and you know, like what?
Yeah, Charlton Heston played a Mexican.
Yeah,
hello.
People get upset, and there are all kinds of things in the world to get upset about. This isn't one of them.
Reminds me of Borat.
You're right.
She's black, not.
She's black. She isn't black, not. 437-1620. It's amazing. Bud Light, the executive who was in charge of the ads, is, let's just say, on a temporary other assignment. Not It's not clear whether this person has been reassigned inside or outside of the company, but is apparently on a leave. Let's just say a leave as they kind of figure out what they're going to do with their advertising and trying to recover after the boycotts. Again, I will tell you what I have said many times before. I'm not a big fan of boycotting one way or the other. I just think sell me your product. Don't sell me your moral lifestyle advocacy or any of that. Just sell me the product. When you make something such a big issue, I'm going to raise objections. That's not the same as a boycott. I'm not a fan of boycotts. But apparently in this case, the declining sales and the very negative press attention has made a change happen.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. American diplomats are airlifted out of Sudan. Any other Americans trapped in the fighting there are told to stay where they are until a safe exit can be arranged.
U.S. troops staying for the time being in nearby Djibouti. One American civilian is among the 420-plus people to have lost their lives. A power struggle between two ruling generals is at the heart of it.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The federal trial starts today for a man charged with murdering 11 people at a synagogue in Pittsburgh in 2018. Here's Fox's Grinnell Scott.
Robert Bowers faces 63 total counts, including murder, hate crimes, and obstructing the free exercise of religion, resulting in death. Bowers' attorneys have attempted to avoid the trial, offering a guilty plea in exchange for multiple life sentences.
The Justice Department's pursuing the death penalty, though. Bowers' defense team argues he has major mental illness. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31. News Radio 92.3, 61 degrees. Right now, it is mostly cloudy here in Pensacola. Well, hundreds of pounds of medication were turned into the Escambia County Sheriff's Office over the weekend for Drug Takeback Day.
The main goal is so we can try to cut down on, you know, overdoses, the medicine getting in the wrong hands. That's the main goal is to try to cut back on some of that.
Lieutenant Patrick Frazier with the Sheriff's Office there. Another goal is to keep those drugs from being flushed down the toilet, which they say can harm marine life. National Drug Takeback Days are usually held once in April and again in October of each year. Well, last week we told you about a big hammerhead shark that washed up in Orange Beach. There's still no word exactly on what killed that shark, but there is some new information about it today. The city of Orange Beach Coastal Resources says the 14-foot hammerhead was a female shark and it was apparently pregnant with 40 shark pups when it died. The shark washed up last Thursday. Again, that was in Orange Beach. Researchers say the data they've collected has helped them learn a lot more about the species. A Shaolin Grandmaster was in Pensacola over the weekend teaching Kung Fu and Tai Chi to area students. Grandmaster Sin Quang Ti is the youngest Grandmaster in Shaolin history and has held the rank since 1968. Quang Ti taught students about a walking meditation that he's mastered, which he says helps to connect with your own mind. Five people hurt after a crash in northern Escambia County over the weekend. That happened on Highway 29 near McDavid. North Escambia reports one woman had to be airlifted to a hospital, four others taken by ambulance. There's no update on their current condition at this time. And also a 38-year-old man killed Saturday after crashing into another vehicle while driving the wrong way on I-110. That happened just south of East Garden Street. Florida Highway Patrol says that man was driving north in the southbound lanes of the interstate. His car crashed head-on into a vehicle driven by a 24-year-old Pensacola woman. That woman was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. The crash still being investigated by FHP. Pensacola's Bed Bath & Beyond store might be shutting down. The big box chain has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy on Sunday. They say they're going to begin the process of winding down operations at their remaining 537 stores in the U.S. They say the stores have been struggling for years now, the move coming after a recent failure to pay off $300 million worth of stock. Bed Bath & Beyond first opened up in 1971 in Springfield, New Jersey. They had expanded at one point to over 1,500 locations by 2017. They'd been announcing various store closures several times over the past few years, with Pensacola's location staying open so far. It is 7:34 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
Slowdown in Gulf Breeze once again, and a slowdown in Navarre. And I'm not showing an accident, not yet, but I am showing that the same stop-and-go area at Windhaven, the same thing that we had Friday, Thursday, all last week, starting at Aegean Breeze, although it's not a stop this time, just slow and go on 98. And of course, that is eastbound. Taking a look, westbound 98 in Gulf Breeze, just a little slow as you're getting onto the 3 mile, the General Chappie James Bridge. Other than that, if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you very much, Candy. And now a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
Beautiful day today with temperatures warming up near 76 degrees for your high. 10% chance of a stray shower. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. Lows overnight dropping near 57. Nice weather continues for your Tuesday with a 10% chance of a stray shower. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. High on Tuesday near 78. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 65. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app today. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, 62 degrees. The sun shining behind the clouds somewhere in Pensacola. It is cloudy, 62, 64 in Gulf Breeze, and 60 in Milton. Our next news at 8 o'clock. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Rideshare company Lyft's workforce will soon become significantly smaller. At least 1,200 Lyft workers will lose their jobs in upcoming cuts. That would equate to about 30% of the company's employees. Lyft says it needs to bring down costs to deliver affordable rides and intends to use the savings from the cuts to invest in competitive pricing, faster pickup times, and better driver earnings. The company's been vying for market share with Uber, a competitor that also has food delivery and other services. In a sudden reversal, Tesla has increased the prices for some of its premium electric vehicles after a cascade of price cuts since January meant to stimulate demand. Tesla raised the price of its Model S Plaid and Model X Plaid, the performance versions of those models, to $107,490 from $104,990. The price of the Model X now 2.6% higher. And that's Your Money Now.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com. And try Nervive Pain Relieving Cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey Pensacola, News Radio 92.3 has it all. Pensacola Morning News, Pep Talk, Pensacola Right Now, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey. Local news, Fox News, WEAR News, traffic on the fives, Florida State football, election coverage, hurricane coverage, breaking news and weather coverage. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
From Iowa. I am sorry I'm not there with you. Later this week when you are meeting, I will be at my daughter's wedding. So excuse me for not being there, as it's a happy time for our family. The NRA has been a great partner for a long time. When I was governor, we worked together as I expanded the Castle Doctrine. We backed constitutional carry. We did reciprocity with my sister state, Georgia, and so much more.
Nikki Haley, one of the people who spoke on remote with a video message to the meeting of the NRA last weekend.
I am a concealed weapons permit holder myself. My husband is a hunter, and we value the fact that citizens have the right to protect themselves. And so know that you've always got a friend in me, you've always got a partner in me, as they try and take away any of our constitutional rights.
So Nikki Haley sent in a video, Senator Tim Scott. These were all of the presidential candidates or likely candidates, Senator Tim Scott.
I will always stand in the gap to make sure Americans are the best, safest people on earth. Unfortunately, the radical left, they want Americans, it seems, to be unsafe and unarmed, but not on my watch. It's one of the reasons why, even on the banking committee, we are trying to stop banks from unbanking gun manufacturers.
Yeah, this unbanking concept, right? Like, you know, marijuana sellers cannot get federal, cannot do banking a lot of times because of the federal prohibitions. And so many of the ESG-oriented investing advice is trying to unbank gun sellers, gun manufacturers, and try to, you know, defang them, essentially make it impossible for them to do business in the United States by, you know, like credit card monitoring, putting them in a separate category, something that the state of Florida is pushing back against. Tim Scott pushing back against it in the Senate.
This is a place where we have to take a stand. Our Constitution guarantees our Second Amendment rights. I will stand with each and every one of you in protection of what we all know is common sense. God bless you.
So Nikki Haley sent in a video that was about a minute long. Tim Scott sent in a video that was about a minute long. Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State, sent in the following.
Hello, I'm Mike Pompeo, fellow NRA member. Welcome to Indianapolis. Hope you have a great time at the show. What you're doing matters. Protecting the fundamental right to keep and bear arms. Don't ever step away from the fight. God bless you. Congratulations for being at another show. Stay at it. Good luck.
A whopping 17 seconds worth of utter sincerity. Look, I like Mike Pompeo. He's a very capable guy, but this was an error. if you're gonna send in a video, at least talk about some of the issues, your stance on them. Explain. You know, you've got a chance to speak to thousands of people, and your message is
stay at it. Good luck.
Such weak sauce. Meanwhile, by comparison, Governor DeSantis, who did not go to the event, also sent in a video, but his was more on the three and a half minute, and it was really good.
Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention
listen
to the
response
for
he gets
a special message
for a video
from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Hello, this is Governor Ron DeSantis, and I want to thank the National Rifle Association for all you do to preserve, protect, and defend the Second Amendment rights of the American people. The Second Amendment ensures that the American people have the capacity to defend their lives, fortunes, and sacred honor. It's the last backstop of freedom, the foundation upon which all of our other rights rest. Now, there are some today who see the Second Amendment as an outdated remnant of a bygone era, but the capacity of the people to defend themselves is the basis of their ability to rule themselves.
That's exactly right.
It is no coincidence that throughout history, one of the first things that authoritarian regimes have sought to do is to disarm their own citizens.
Not just internationally, by the way, but domestically against blacks. And, you know, right? They didn't want them to have guns. That was a big deal for a long time.
I find it curious that the same people who advocate the defunding of law enforcement tend to be the same people who express hostility for individual gun rights. They want criminals to have the upper hand over law-abiding citizens.
So he says, look, you know, gun rights might not always be popular, but they are what safeguards the other rights, and that's why we have to defend them, especially when they're unpopular.
As governor, I've resisted calls to take up gun control, even when such a stand is superficially unpopular, because I understand that it is precisely at those moments when a right is unpopular that it needs true champions.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Otherwise, it's not a right. You know, it doesn't just come from majority opinion, even at the moment. They're granted not by majority, but by God.
Like we do with other issues in Florida, we've gone on offense to expand individual gun rights. I called on the legislature to expand Floridians' ability to protect themselves, their families, and all they hold dear, and we delivered. Earlier this month, I signed into law constitutional carry legislation that will bring Florida into line with 25 other states that recognize the fundamental right of law-abiding American citizens to keep and bear arms without a government-issued permission slip. Because of our efforts in Florida, we now have a majority of states in this country that recognize such a right.
Of course, what a lot of folks in the NRA and out of the NRA would like to see is plain open carry, not just permitless concealed carry, but that's apparently going to be a conversation for a different session. Also, he talked about the ESG stuff.
We're also concerned about how the politicization of our economy and the advancement of so-called ESG and woke capital has threatening implications for Second Amendment rights.
By the way, that's environmental social governance. That's looking at things like, are you, you know, working against climate change in legislation? And are you working in sort of racial fairness and all kinds of other things that they're saying would make for a better investment environment? We say are just liberalism cloaked in the, you know, trappings of financial clout, essentially bullying with money.
Too many major financial institutions have discriminated against those involved in the firearm industry, including owners of gun stores. These wealthy interests are trying to impose an anti-Second Amendment agenda on society, an agenda that they could never successfully advance through the normal political process. In Florida, we are enacting protections for Floridians against woke financial institutions.
And then finishing up again, like I said, you know, he has a chance to send in a video. Send in a video that's got content. I thought that, you know, basically the other two did okay. You know, Tim Scott did okay, and Governor Haley did okay, and Mike Pompeo did terrible. And Ron DeSantis says, all right, I got a video to send it. I'm gonna show you that I understand what you're talking about.
And finally, we cannot allow administrative agencies of the federal government to enact gun restrictions through administrative fiat. We oppose that in the state of Florida, and we will fight back against that. I want to thank you for standing for freedom. Thank you for standing for our Constitution. I'm glad to have had your support for our efforts in Florida. Keep it up, and God bless America.
And he was the one they really applauded for. They applauded a little bit for Tim Scott. By the way, Mike Pence, when he spoke, got a boo a little bit. I mean, it was a mixed reaction for sure. When Trump spoke, he was obviously king of the crowd. I mean, later on, he was the keynote speaker, and they absolutely loved him. Kristi Noem also gave a fantastic speech. I don't think I'm going to have a chance to play those clips for today, but I'll get to those tomorrow. Hers was really, really interesting, the governor of South Dakota. 7:46 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Watching an accident in Pace. It's Shemukla Highway and Doris Drive, and this is just north of Highway 90. Use caution there. I'm not showing a roadblock, but it's a little slow in that area. And 98 eastbound slow. And Lillian, too, from close to Lillian Highway, backed up to Little Creek Lane. 98 eastbound on Navarre, still backed up from Aegean Breeze to A21, although it's not stopped. Just a little slow. This might just be traffic light stuff. But caution wherever you are. Traffic tips, text 437-1620. This brought to you by Avalon HR. With everything going on, you need Avalon. That's employing made easy. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want somebody who is going to understand that process, get you the best price, high for selling and low for buying, and is going to make sure to shepherd it all the way through in case there's any bumps in the road that you really get through to the end result. Well, that's Christina Leavenworth. And I know that because last year, she and her folks at Leavenworth Realty sold 230 homes. Amazing. In fact, if you look at the MLS in the first 3 months of this year, the first quarter, you had about 3,000 agents listed who are able to buy and sell homes. About half of them sold a home because about half of them did not. 1,600 did not sell any. So 1,400 actually did sell something. 20 sold more than 20, 7 sold more than 30. She had 36 with 29 more contracts. So you just have to ask yourself, well, I mean, you don't have to. Do whatever you want. You know, if you have a buddy who sold one home last year and that's who you want selling your home, go ahead. You know, for me, I'm just like thinking about analogies. If I go to a mechanic, I would prefer the mechanic that fixed 200 cars rather than the person, you know, the mechanic who fixed one car last year. Just me. That's the way I think about it. But, you know, you make whatever decision makes sense to you. That's fine. Christina Leavenworth, she's a great resource. Call her and find out what she thinks she can do for you. 723-9158. 723-9158.
It's the biggest party of the year. Unfiltered, off-kilter, and a little unhinged with PLT's Cabaret Off-Broadway. Saturday, May 6th, Cabaret's Playhouse theme transforms the theater and surrounding block into an indoor-outdoor entertainment complex, seamlessly fusing local art and celebration to showcase art as the life of the party. Come immerse yourself in the best of Pensacola's art scene. Get your tickets now before it sells out at the Pensacola Little Theater box office or online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Are you ready to start saving money on your energy bill?
Join Compass Solar Energy this Thursday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Compass Solar has been locally owned and operated here in the Pensacola area for over 20 years, and they are Northwest Florida's premier solar company. Call in with your questions as we all navigate through the rising cost of energy. That's this Thursday at 10:30 with Compass Solar Energy and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3, 95.3, and on the AM dial at 1620.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
In an interview, Donald Trump claimed that New York police and court employees were crying when they arrested him. Why is everyone in Trump's stories always crying?
People came to me and they saw me and they were crying.
Very tough, very strong, very powerful men, they were crying.
And they had tears in their eyes.
And they were all crying. Everybody was crying.
People were crying. They were crying.
And these are people that didn't cry when they were babies. They would never cried in their life and they were crying. A lot of them were crying.
So, you're bragging that when people see you, they just, like, burst into tears? Because it never sounds like excited crying, like when teenagers see, like, BTS. It sounds more like scared crying, like when hostages see Jigsaw.
Aw. Aw. And then, I don't know, this is good. We didn't have a fresh SNL episode this weekend, but we did have a pretty good one the previous week.
President Biden traveled to Ireland this week and is being called the most Irish president since Kennedy. In fact, Biden has so much Irish blood that he doesn't need a drink to slur his words.
Aw. Aw, so mean. Love it.
Archaeologists have discovered a 1,000-year-old scoreboard used for an ancient Mayan ball game, the score of which was Mayans 24, New York Jets 0.
Oh, man. 437-1620. 437-1620. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Former Vice President Mike Pence still not committing to a 2024 presidential run, but he did drop a few hints he might be leaning that way. He was on CBS's Face the Nation, said he doesn't have an official announcement yet, but said he was one of the Republicans that was in Iowa. Pence said he plans to make an official announcement before late June if he decides to run. One of two remaining survivors of the sinking of the USS Arizona from December 7th, 1941 has died. The National Park Service says Ken Potts passed away on Friday in Provo, Utah. He was 102. According to the Stars and Stripes now, his death leaves 101-year-old Lou Conter as the sole survivor of the sinking of the Arizona. And the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri says there's a culture of fear and paranoia which led to the shooting of a black teenager that knocked on the wrong door last week. He was on CBS. Quentin Lucas says politicians and the media are to blame for the culture where people immediately go for their guns.
You know, I think there's some fairness to that, that, you know, kind of cultivating a perception of fear and danger and risk and death everywhere. One of the things I always try to do is remind you that when there's, you know, crazy, horrible things happen, that's really still very rare. You know, even though that is a lot of times what we talk about. When I was in Arizona, used to do a feature called Reverse News. And Reverse News was, today, 32,416 airplanes took off and landed safely. This is Andrew McKay with Reverse News. You know, like, because right, that's the context all the time, you know.
Sure.
Today in America, 9,483,000 school children returned home safely. You know, like, because what you hear is the opposite,
absolutely,
but it is the exception to the statistical rule. And, you know, just saying that sometimes our industry does not do a great job of giving you the context, right, of, well, how safe is a thing? How dangerous is a thing within the overall, you know, because it's, look, it's easy to sell the negative. It's easy to sell the fear and the anxiety. And, of course, if that's what you do over a long period of time, it's not surprising when people develop a fear or anxiety. You know, if you watch one incident of a plane going wrong, and especially if you're already afraid of a plane, you know, and then you get on a plane and it's safe, but you're scared the whole time. You can actually have a personal experience. It's terrifying, even though everything went well. Just the human brain is kind of a funny thing. 437-1620. And also, we don't do a good job of educating people and reminding them of what are the rules about guns, and when are you allowed to use it, and when aren't you allowed to use it. And one of the things I try to do with our law enforcement folks is talk about this a lot, because I just, you know, for my part, what I can do on this radio show is I want it to happen where if somebody uses a gun wrongly, you wouldn't be able to say, well, I listened to that Andrew McKay all the time and he never talked about this. Right? I mean, I want to be, you know, not culpable for failing to explain. Look, in self-defense, only when you're threatened with great bodily harm or death are you justified in using force, you know, and all of that. I don't want people to be ignorant, and I think a lot of people are ignorant and sad. So I agree with him. I think that media can do a better job of de-emphasizing fear and anxiety, you know, and also of emphasizing what is the law, what are the rules, what are you allowed to do, both of which may have been useful for some of these recent cases we've seen of kind of, you know, wrong place, wrong person getting shot kind of things. 755 News Radio 92.3 Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Hey, could I try reverse news?
Yeah, go on. Give it a shot.
Andrew McKay showed up sober this morning. Just kidding. Because he's always sober.
Wait, why would you imply that?
I know, because that's the only thing I could think of to say.
Look, it's at least half the time.
It's all the time. This show would be way too hard to do drunk or high.
I mean, I'd be willing to take a shot at it. No, we wouldn't do that.
You would not do that. Taking a look. Something's going on downtown. We got a text in. Two fire trucks and PPD blocking eastbound at Garden in Palafox, and taking a look down by Perfect Plain and that area. It's looks like it's stopped in that area on Garden. So just something to watch out for, certainly. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Go on, sober Andrew.
You know what's funny about that is I talk about, you know, I'm a regular but moderate drinker. And I don't want somebody to get the mistaken impression, like, you know, on the weekends or something. But I'm that guy who's you know, two beers is plenty. that's me. So 437, but I do like one or two. You know, I like one or two, but not four. 437-1620. Oh, this is kind of fascinating. If you travel to Portofino, don't take selfies. Portofino, Italy, by the way, not the Portofino here. But if you go to Portofino, Italy, they are trying to ban people from taking selfies at the scenic spots because it creates congestion, I guess, and lack of safety or something. I just don't know how you enforce this exactly.
But the Portofino Travel Board's like,
yeah, right, exactly. Well, what's fascinating to me is, you know, the story indicated selfies, but I wonder if you're not allowed to take regular photos. You know, because some people like to have themselves in it. Some people just like to have a reminder of the beautiful thing that they saw, which, of course, you know, all a photo of the beautiful thing does is remind you of how inadequate the photo is. But it reminds you of the thing, which you can remember with your mind's eye. So, I don't know. It just seems like a weird thing to come out for. But there are places. This was surprising to me. I'm always learning things. And I was surprised to find out that it's not only in Portofino. This is Italy. Okay, this is Italy. But there are other places that you're not allowed to take selfies, including some places in France, the UK, and the United States. In New York and California, apparently this is news to me, okay, but in New York and in California, it is banned in the law for you to take a selfie in a zoo anywhere there might be dangerous wild animals in the background, like tigers and bears. Like, don't turn your back on the tiger and the bear. So for my thought is, if you think the difference between my life being in danger from the tiger or the bear is whether I have my back turned taking a selfie, I don't think I need to go to your zoo. I think there might be a security issue at your zoo. But wow, so you know, because people have taken, they've fallen, and things have gotten in enclosures and things like that. But I didn't know anybody had actually banned that. So also, you can't take photos in certain areas of the Tower of London, like where the crown jewels are, for security reasons.
Oh,
I'm sure it never happens. I'm sure it never ever happens. So anyway, just, you know, odd little rules that are in place in different places in the country. Oh, and some people are upset about the new McDonald's burgers because you can't order them without onions. Life is just full of disappointments, you know? How the hardship that you suffer is keeping you from prospering and thriving as a human being.
It's a tough world.
As somebody who doesn't like onions.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.